Tonight's Shir Simen Chav Dalad, Hanhagas Levishas Hatzitzis Uschor V'Onsha. The minig of wearing tzitzis, the reward and punishment revolving around tzitzis. Sif Aleph. Im Ein Adam Loivish Talis Bas Abba Kanafos Ein Achai B'Tzitzis. If a person doesn't wear a garment that has four corners, he's not obligated with tzitzis. V'toiv V'Nachoin Lios Kol Adam Zahir Lilbosh Talis Katan Kol Ayoim. But it is good and proper for every person to wear a talis katan all day, kedei sheyizkor hamitzvah b'chol rega, in order to remember the mitzvah all the time. V'alkein, therefore, yesh bo chamisha kesharim, there are five knots, keneged chamisha chumshei Torah, representing the five books of the Torah, v'aba kenefayim, there are four corners, shebechol tzad sheyifna yizkor, whatever corner he turns to, whatever side he turns to, he'll remember. It's proper to wear the talis cotton over his clothing. The pachos yizor shiyah lovush tzitzis b'shas ha-tfilin. At a minimum, one should be careful to wear tzitzis when he davens. Mishdabur sivkan alf, kadei sheyizka v'chulu. Dugma l'davar, an example, ka'odam hamazir l'chaver alinim echad. If you want to instruct someone to remember something, shekosher v'kesher b'yizoro kadei sheyizka, and he'll tie a knot on his belt to remind him. So too, we tie the knots to remind us by the tzitzit. Sifkan beis, al hamalbushim, and the talis cotton should be worn over the clothing to remember. Ayin le'el simen ches if yidach mishne brur, masha kasav l'sham. But if you look back in simen ches, si'if yidalef, in the mishne brur, what we wrote there, the mishne brur writes over there, that there are those who are makbid, that the talis cotton should be under the begadim from the Arizal, and not over the clothing. Sifkan gimel. B'shas ha-tefillah, at a minimum, one should wear the talis when he's davening, a kriyishma and kriyishma as well. V'yisa b'zer pasha shlach l'cho, tezer kodesh and pasha shlach l'cho writes, da'akoyer kriyishma b'li tzitzis, if one were to say kriyishma without tzitzis, me'id edus sheker ba'atzmo. So he's giving false testimony on himself. Shekori parasha tzitzis ve'enu mekayim ha'kro. Because he's reading the parasha of tzitzis, and he doesn't fulfill the psukim that say the word tzitzis. Kasev Achai Odom, the Chayodom writes, Lo toiv oisim hamon ha'am shemispalim b'derech b'lo talis gadol. It's a bad thing that many people do. They daven when traveling without talis gadol. V'al piroiv ha'talis katan inu osu kedin b'chol t'pradov. And typically the talis katan is not made kahalocha with all the details. Shei ra'u l'varach ala, that you should be able to take a brach on it. V'gam hu yashin b'balayla, not to mention that he sleeps with it. V'ayin le'el simen ches, if there's Zion Mishnah Berurah, look back at simen ches, Sif design, what we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah over there. Seif Beis. Mitzvah lechos at tzitzis biyad smolis kenegedi bo b'shas kriyishma. It is a mitzvah to hold the tzitzis in the left hand across from the heart when he says Shema. Remez ledavar, a hint to this is v'hoyod v'ma eile v'goymer al levavecha, that these should be on your heart. Mishnah Berurah sifkan dal biyad smolis, the left hand, kasa b'kisvi arizal, it's written in the writings of the Arizal, Shiyachuzayim being kemitzah lezeres, that the tzitzis should be held between the smallest finger, the pinky finger, and the next finger. Okshigil, the parashat tzitzis, and when he gets to the third parashat of Shema, yikochim gam biyad yamin, it should be held in the right hand as well, v'yabit behem, and he should look at the tzitzis. V'yibiyodu ashmigil ne'emonim v'nechavodim la'ad, and he should hold on to the tzitzis strings until the words ne'emonim v'nechavodim la'ad. V'oz yinashik ha-tzitzis v'yisirim biyado, then he should kiss the tzitzis, and he would let them go. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain how many tzitzis are being held, and Pashat, you learn, he's holding all four corners, tzitzis strings, in his hand. The Vilna Gaon in Ma'aseh Rav felt that one should only hold the two front tzitzis in his hands, not the ones in the back, but the Kaf HaChayim brings from the Arizal to hold all four tzitzis. Sif Katan Hei, Al Levavecha, V'Halev Hu B'Smo. He should hold the tzitzis over his heart. The heart is on the left. This mitzvah protects a person from sin. Tichsiv, like it says, Lo sasu v'goymer, you shouldn't follow after your eyes and your heart. L'man tisku v'goymer, in order to remember v'yisim kadoshim, to be holy. V'after kol shah ha-mitzvahs ein behem zoy saskula ha-tzila me'yetzah ra, even though all the other mitzvahs don't have this segula to protect from yetzah ra, tzitzis adif, tzitzis is better than the others. Kedisaba of Uvda de Menachos, like we learn in the story in Meseches Menachos and Daf Memdal, Maisaba de Mechbechulu, a person who was going to do a terrible chet, and the tzitzis saved him. Seif Gimel. It's proper to look at the tzitzis when you wrap yourself in them and make a bracha. Like it says, you'll see it and remember. Seeing brings to remembering. Remembering brings to action. Se'if dalad. Yesh no hagin l'stakel b'tzitzis kishemagim l're'isim osoi v'litinasam al ha'inayim. There are those who have a practice to look at the tzitzis when they get to the words of re'isim osoi and they put the tzitzis strings on their eyes. U'minig yafohu v'chibuvei mitzvah. It is a nice minig and it shows that the mitzvahs are dear. The Rama adds, gam no hagin k'tzas l'nashe katzitzis b'shar shiro abo. Some have a minig to kiss the tzitzis when they see it. V'hakol hu chibuv mitzvahs, all to show the mitzvahs are dear. Mishnebur Sifkan Zain, Al Hainaim, to put the tzitzis on the eyes. Nimsa Bishema Kadmonim, the Kadmonim write, Shekolamavir tzitzis alinov, Kishakori Parashas tzitzis, whoever puts a tzitzis over his eyes when he says the Parashah of tzitzis, Ye Muftach Shlo Yavoli De Simu Inayim. It's an assurance that he will not come to blindness. Hasuma Yeshlo Lechos at tzitzis Biyado Bishas Kriya Shema, a blind person should hold his tzitzis in his hand when he says Shema. Even though it says re'isim oso and he can't see it, since others can see it, but to put the tzitzis over his eyes, not that looks like a joke. The Rama says that people kiss the tzitzis when they see it, and we mentioned before in the Mishnah Berurah that people kiss the tzitzis when they say ne'amonim nechmadim la'ad. There's no mention here of kissing the tzitzis when you say the words tzitzis. But it's brought down in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that every time you say the word tzitzis, you would kiss the tzitzis. And we also kiss the tzitzis when we say emes. So we're going to end up kissing the tzitzis when we say the word tzitzis. We're going to kiss the tzitzis by ur'isim or so when you put it on our eyes. We're going to kiss the tzitzis by emes. And we're going to kiss the tzitzis by ne'emanim lechmad ma'ad. However, there were those who did not kiss the tzitzis. He brings the notes from Chazanish. He would not kiss the tzitzis during Kriya Shema because he felt it would be a hefsek. And they also bring that Rav Moshe would only kiss the tzitzis after emes and kayemes. Se'if hey, kishem mistakel b'tzitzis mistakel b'shnei tzitziyos shalafanov sheyesh ben basara kasharim. When he looks at tzitzis, you look at the two tzitzis in front of you. There are 10 knots. Rebbe is the havoyos, which is a hint to the spheros. There are also 16 strings and 10 knots, Oila Chavav, which is Gematria of 26, B'shem Keshem Havai, which is the Gematria of the Shem Havai. Mishtabusiv Kanhe Lavai is Perish La Spheros. These are the Spheros, Shem Keshurim, Vachudim, Zebezeh, that are all interconnected one to the other. So there are 10 Spheros, that's represented by the 10 knots of the two strings, the two sets of tzitzit strings in front of him. Sif Vav. Godol einish mavatam mitzvah tzitzis. One who doesn't do the mitzvah tzitzis has a great punishment. V'alav ne'emar, on him we say, the pasuk in Iyuv Lamed Ches, le'achoyz bekanfas aretz v'goymer, to hold on to the corners of the earth, and the rest of the pasuk says, v'yina'aru resham imena, and shake off the resham from it. Hazor b'mitzvah tzitzis, zoyche v'roi p'nei shechina. One who's careful with the mitzvah tzitzis will merit and see the shechina. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Tes, hazohir b'mitzvah tzitzis. One who is careful with the mitzvah tzitzis, mitzvah lasos talis nov, a tzitzis nov. It is a mitzvah to have a beautiful garment of talis and beautiful tzitzis strings. For what din kol mitzvah serach lasos and behidr, and this is true of all mitzvahs, we should do them beautifully. B'chomad de'ef, whatever is possible, shnemer, like it says, ze keli v'anveyu, this is my Hashem, this is my God, and I'll make him beautiful. His nor the fun of a mitzvah, to make the mitzvahs beautiful before Hashem. I will also lirkom psukim shel Torah b'talis, but it is forbidden to embroider psukim of Torah on a talis, but if someone did embroider psukim on the talis, you can make a brach on the talis. Even on the tablecloths, we do not allow lechatchila in embroidering divrei Torah on them. I'm assuming he's referring to the tablecloths that we use on the shulchan in a shul. We're not talking about a home. We're talking about the shul, whether it's on the shulchan, whether it's that one we cover the Sefer Torah with. So these are anyway used in a shul with kedusha, but still a chatchil, you don't put psukim. Why wouldn't you want to put a pasuk on a talis? Because tzitzis, a talis, is tashish mitzvah. There's no kedushas haguf. And we're afraid someone might take it to the Beis HaKisi or Merchatz And if there's psukim written on it, it brings the divrei Torah to be zoyin. It's a higher level kedusha. And therefore, we discourage this idea of putting psukim on a talis. And the lashon is osur, lirkom psukim shel Torah betalis. But if someone did, you would be able to make a bracha on the talis. It doesn't make the talis possible.